Welcoming back to the program, the very talented sports writer. Well, heck, he's the main sports writer of the year, as voted in by his peers in the National Sports Media Association, from the Portland Press Herald. Travis Lazarchik joins us. Travis, nice to have you with us again.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Well, my goodness. So what a day in University of Maine sports yesterday with the announcement that Richard Barron and the basketball program have gone their separate ways. Were you surprised by the timing of this with a handful of games left in the regular season?
I was. I thought if they were to make a move, it would be at the end of the season. There's only, what, four regular season games to go, and then, you know, one American East playoff game, assuming they don't pull an upset. I thought they would give him that time, but maybe, you know, well, obviously he and Ken Ralph, the AAD, talked it out and decided, you know, let's just do it now.
Now, the statement was that they had reached a mutual agreement, but I think we know that that probably is not. Yeah, they both agreed that it was going to happen now and that they would say nice things on the way out, but it was clearly not Richard Barron's intention to get done early.
No, it sounds like, you know, speculating that they said, look, you're not going to finish this, you know, this is it at the end of the season. And he said, well, let's just do it now. But I don't have any inside knowledge of that or anything.
So it's an interesting situation, and you know, look, Richard Barron's a good coach. He's proven that through the years. He tried, Ted Woodward tried, others have tried, but really in the last couple of decades, not a lot of success for this Maine basketball program. Dr. John Giannini got him to the conference final one year, but it's one of the few programs that's never made it to the big dance. Can this program be successful?
I think it can. I think it just takes some time. It's whoever gets this job, it's a complete rebuild. It's not a job where you come in and just, you know, plug a couple gaps. It's going to have to be someone young. I hope it's someone young, like they did with George Stevens football and Ben Barr and men's ice hockey, who is enthusiastic and can convince, you know, good young athletes that, hey, come to Orono and help us build something. The new basketball arena that will be coming to campus soon should be a selling point. I think it's a conference that could be there to be competitive in. It's been a while. I think it's been over a decade since they had a winning season, and it's been a decade and a half since they won an America East tournament game, I think.
Well, so the Black Bears tried with Coach Barron to go the European player route with mixed success, and of course, everything for coaches in all sports at the collegiate level complicated now by the transfer protocol as well. So it's tough. No one says it is easy. It's not easy in any sport to get kids to come up here and play in Orono, Maine. Where does it begin? Where do you think the path starts to rebuilding the program?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew. I mean, on one hand, you want to say we'd love to keep the best players in Maine, but on the other hand, anytime a kid gets a chance to go outside of the state for college, and that's a time of your life where you want to go and do new things, I can't fault any athlete for doing that.
No.
You know, I heard it with, like, when Nick Mayo chose Eastern Kentucky. It's like, well, yeah, that's the time of your life when you want to go try something different. So I'd never fault a kid for not wanting to stay in Maine. So I don't know. The thing what I think also hurt Coach Barron was he had been coaching women's basketball for so long, he had to kind of rebuild the men's coaching recruiting side of things, and all the contacts that you need. And by the time you build those contacts up, you know, you're not winning and you're out the door.
Yeah, and I think that's a challenge too, is you've got to find that footprint where you can recruit, whether it's I think maybe something similar to football where you focus on the East Coast, but you also play that transfer portal like everybody else has and let guys know, hey, you can be in on the ground floor as we rebuild this program, and that means that there's lots of playing time available. I've been surprised through the years there haven't been more players who've made their way here from Canada. We've seen that with the football program, and I wonder if that might be a place to start looking a little bit more seriously.
Sure, I'm sure that's an untapped avenue that many schools will be looking at. There's been some successful Canadian players at a number of schools over the last decade or so.
Now, the good news is America East is not the toughest conference in America. And so, you know, how good do you have to be? If you're not Vermont, there's a bunch of teams that are all kind of in the middle there. So yeah, it's going to take a while, but it shouldn't be something that can't be done with a core of, I don't know, let's say New England players.
Yeah, it's not insurmountable. Now you have Stony Brook leaving, so that opens the door for, you know, another school to kind of move into that, you know, tier that was occupied by probably Vermont at the top and then Stony Brook and, you know, a rotating bunch of schools kind of in the top middle part of the conference. So, yeah, all it's going to take is one or two good recruits to kind of get the thing going and convince other kids, okay, that's a place I can go and be successful.
We're talking with Travis Lazarchuk here on Downtown. There were some reports, some speculation yesterday that maybe because of the wording and the statement from the university that they were thinking of downgrading, but yeah, but that's not how it works at this level.
I think that's foolish. That's it's never going to happen.
No, and especially not with all the money, not with the money being spent on a new facility on campus.
Right, and they're a Division I program. The whole school is a Division I school. They want every program to be successful. They're not going to go, all right, well, we're just going to throw all our resources into women's basketball and just the men will play Division III. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
You have conference obligations to fulfill, first of all. So.
Well, I will say this. I've been impressed with Ken Ralph's willingness to make some tough decisions here along the way. And what we've seen, at least in the early stages from his hiring practices at the university, is that he's able to find aggressive, talented, younger coaches who also have a base in recruiting. And I think that's huge for the next basketball coach.
Yeah, one name I've heard, I don't know if you'd be interested, South Portland native Chris Markwood, who played at Maine, now coaches at Boston College. Now, I don't know if he'd want to leave the ACC, but he's a guy who's been out there recruiting, has those contacts, has ties to the state and the university, knows what it takes to play there. He's a guy I'm sure Ken Ralph is calling if he hasn't already.
Yeah, and we saw Ken do that, in particular with hockey, that he reached out to a lot of the names that people always mention, and Chris Markwood is a name that always comes up when people talk about the basketball program, and I think that's the way to do it, is that you at least let those people know that, hey, we've got a position, and even if you're not interested, maybe you know somebody. Maybe you could help spread the word for us.
You know, there's a lot of young assistant coaches who would like to be the one who said, yeah, I took Maine from nothing to the America East automatic bid to the tournament.
I think it's a golden opportunity there for somebody, but they've got to be patient. You would hope that whoever they bring in, they give them enough time. And I look at the contract that Jordan Stevens got maybe as an example that you put some incentives in, but ones that are, well, they're not unattainable.
Right, and Ben Barr's contract for the hockey job is similar to that. Attainable goals, 4 or 5 years, take the time you need to build your foundation.
Now, I don't know if we even have the information on this, but I've had people ask me today, Travis, and I don't know the answer. Folks have said, well, when is work going to begin on this on-campus, all-purpose facility that will be the home of basketball? I think right now the focus on new facilities is on the women's side of things. Do we have any idea?
All I know is in the next year or two. I wish I had a more definitive timeline. You're right. We're looking at like field hockey and women's soccer and stuff first, and then, you know, upgrades to the Alphon Arena, and then build this new facility that would house the basketball team and the football stadium upgrades. So a lot to come.
Absolutely.
It's probably a decade-long process.
I would think so, yeah. Interesting times indeed, though, for University of Maine sports. Travis, we appreciate you making time for us. It's a busy day. You're getting ready to, maybe you're already there covering the basketball tournament.
Yeah, I found the one quiet room at the Portland Expo to talk to you guys. So it's going to be a busy night, but fun. How much did we miss this?
I know.
It's going to be great. And Portland, Augusta, Bangor, everywhere. I hope we get full houses.
It's so great to have it back. And I think, you know, you don't know what you lost until it's gone. And then
exactly.
Boy, people realized how much this meant to their communities and how much it helps us get through the long winter.
Yeah, this is going to be a great term. As long as the weather cooperates next week, I think we'll have some fantastic attendance.
Excellent. Well, you have a great time. We appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, anytime, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Travis Lazarchuk, Portland Press Herald, talking Maine basketball with us here on Downtown.